I'm Glenn Richards, and this is Morning Edition on WUFT 89.1, 90.1. In just a moment, we'll be speaking with Gary Gordon, one-time mayor of Gainesville, about what he's been up to since he left many years ago, and about what he's up to now that he's moved back, including his first live concert in 27 years, tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Historic Thomas Center in downtown Gainesville. But first, some music from Gary Gordon before we sit down with the man on WUFT.
Lived on a big muddy in my younger days. Went down to Rosedale where the music plays. Went to the crossroads, stood in the hot sun. Saw the man a-coming, I knew he was the one. And I might go to Jacksonville, I might go insane. Yeah, I might go down to Jacksonville. Come on, tell me your name.
That's Sit Down with the Man from my guest, Gary Gordon. I'm Glenn Richards, and this is Morning Edition on WUFT 89.1, 90.1. Joining us is Gary Gordon. Not quite sure how best to describe Gary. Many of our listeners may know him, and for those of you who don't, he's a novelist, a songwriter, humorist, playwright, screenwriter, producer, director, travel writer, activist, even did some radio as a producer and host locally at WGGG and here at WUFT. He's also a former politician serving on the Gainesville City Commission in 1983 and was mayor of Gainesville as well, 1985 to 86. And locally, maybe best known as a musician with the Archer Road Band, who was popular back in the late 70s and again in the late 80s, until he moved to Los Angeles in 1991. Now Gary's moved back to Gainesville this past October, and he's going to be performing his first live concert in 27 years, the first since returning. Start Making Sense, The Ballad of Gary Gordon, is this Saturday at 7:30 at the Historic Thomas Center in Gainesville. An evening of original songs and a little storytelling, and to tell us all about it is Gary Gordon.
Good to be here, Glenn.
Good morning, and thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
So you seem to like to do a lot of different things.
Yes, it's been a journey.
What drives you?
Creativity, curiosity, and I guess wanting to do a lot of different things. I grew up in the 60s, and the people that I admired were novelists and activists and singer-songwriters and various politicians. And it was hard to settle down into just, okay, I just want to do that, or I just want to do that. Different opportunities arose, and I'm very lucky. I got to explore a lot of different areas and achieve, I wouldn't say tremendous success, but I achieved a certain amount of, I don't know what to call it.
Satisfaction?
Satisfaction would be a good word, yeah.
Enjoyment?
A certain amount of satisfaction, definitely enjoyment, and worked with a lot of great people along the way. Improved my game in a lot of ways as life went on.
So out in Los Angeles, we were talking before we got started about you hosted an open mic night or produced an open mic night out in Los Angeles and worked with a lot of well-known up-and-coming comedians.
Yeah, that was one of the things that I did. I had a friend who ran a place actually called Creativity, and it was right before live streaming on the internet or I think around the world would have known of this. And the open mic started. It was just an hour and a half long, and people went up twice. It wasn't all that popular. But then comics started coming in, and they included Maria Bamford, who is now fairly well known. Zach Galifianakis would come in. And then I got to also work in shows with Jeff Garland and Rick Overton and Patton Oswalt and several other people doing sort of spoken word comedy. And, of course, working with those folks and being around those folks, I got to improve what I was doing on stage.
Right. And now you're back in Gainesville after all those years in Los Angeles. What brought you home?
Well, I met my wife out there, which was one of the greatest things that ever happened in my life, not just in L.A. And after a while, we just decided the traffic is crazy. And it's too expensive. And we had come back here a few times, and she decided she liked Gainesville, and I decided I still like Gainesville, even with some of the changes. and it's affordable, and it's easier to get around than L.A., and we decided, okay, let's do the move, which turned out to be a lot more extensive than I thought it would be. Not expensive, extensive. It's a big thing to move across country and get settled in, and we're still getting settled in. But I know so many people here, and one of the things that always thrilled me was that all the people that I knew who played music back in the day are still playing music. And the two questions I got when I returned was, are you going to run for office, and are you going to play music? And so the answers were easy, no and yes.
No, meaning you're not going to run for office.
Right.
Yes, you're playing music.
Yes.
And you're doing that tomorrow night at the Thomas Center.
Yes.
So tell us about the show. Tell us about Start Making Sense, the Ballad of Gary Gordon. What's it all about?
It's well, it's a show of original songs. I started writing original songs when I was in college, like so many other people, inspired by the singer-songwriters of the era. Of course, Dylan and John Prine and Steve Goodman and others. And so a lot of the songs span that extent of time from 75 up until, I'm working on one now that may be ready for the show. I'm hoping I'll have it by tomorrow night. The band doesn't know that yet.
they'll find out later today.
Yeah, exactly. You know, there are a variety of what I think of as sort of smart, perhaps political or social justice oriented. I used to be known as the one who would play a lot of the rallies on the Plaza of the Americas. I would get a call, we're doing this, we're doing that, can you come and play? Can you write a new song for the rally? And I would do that. And then, of course, other songs that just come to me. They may be love songs, they may be other songs. You know, John Fogerty wrote a whole list of songs that weren't love songs. And I remember reading the critic Dave Marsh pointed that out, all these hits, and they weren't love songs. And everybody loved them. So songs don't have to be political, and they don't have to be love songs. They can be just songs. And so I think some of mine, not trying to pair myself with John Fogerty, but some of mine sort of fall into that category too. And they're country rock, blues rock, folk rock. And I've got this great band backing me up.
Yeah, tell us about who's playing with you.
I've got Tony McMahon on acoustic lead guitar and Don Blitch, who performs as Mr. Ollie on harp, and Fritz Nags on bass and Larry Thompson on drums. All these guys, I think, are well known in the area, and I was just really fortunate to be able to recruit them. And Tony sent me an email when he heard the MP3s for the songs, and he says, I love these songs, and I just thought that's the best email you can get when you send somebody your songs and ask them to be in the band.
So it's things that people might remember from the Archer Road band days?
There's one song that was on our album. It's called Hitchin', and it's one that we used to play regularly. And then there's a couple of songs that I used to play, one called Oh, They Built Another Bomb, which I played at some of the political rallies, sort of a Loudon Wainwright tongue-in-cheek, kind of a bouncy little number that celebrates the end of the world. So Loudon Wainwright meets Tom Lehrer. And I had this comedy blues song that was sort of David Bromberg inspired called Roger's Blues that a lot of people may remember who used to come out and hear me. And then there's some songs that I wrote when I was in L.A. and a couple of times when I came back here, and we would put together a version of the Archer Road Band when I was visiting with Kenny Shore and Charlie Scales, who has passed away.
Yeah.
That was a real blow. We would play, and people might remember some of those, and then some songs that people haven't heard before that'll be new to them, and that'll, I hope, make it exciting that people will be hearing some new things as well as some things they may have heard before.
So it's happening tomorrow night, 7:30,
yeah,
at the historic Thomas Center. How'd you choose the Thomas Center?
Well, the Thomas Center is where I did so many things previously. I did my own concerts there. We did these satirical plays that I wrote, North by Mideast, about Oliver North and that whole thing. We did Chief Micanopy's Revenge, which was a satirical play that I wrote about land developers and Native Americans. this is all back in the late 80s. When I'd had my radio show, the comedy radio show, we did some live shows there, versions of the radio show. And then I did a series of music concerts there called Urban Folk Music with other singer-songwriters, Don David and Jane Yee and Anna Moo, different songwriters in the area. So it was just Thomas Center was home, sort of, for doing music. And when I got back, I thought, that's where I want to be. I'm hoping that people still think of it as a popular venue to hear music. Things have changed in Gainesville. There's a lot of great venues. Heartwood is a wonderful venue. I've heard some concerts there. My friend, longtime friend, Bob McPeak, and the others that run that.
They still do the Jewel Box concerts at the Thomas Center.
I've heard of those, and several people said, is this a Jewel Box concert? And I said, first I had to go, I don't know what that is, and then I had to say, no, it's not. This is a Gary Gordon production, if you will. It's not a Jewel Box production.
I guess you've got the information at GaryGordonProductions.com?
Actually, it's...
Or just on Facebook?
It's on Facebook. It's...
Facebook.com/Gary.Gordon.
Yeah, or if you just look up Start Making Sense, The Ballad of Gary Gordon on Facebook, there's the Facebook information.
We'll include a link on the website, WUFT.org.
Oh, that's great.
Gary Gordon, thanks for coming in and welcome home.
Glenn, thank you very much. It's great to be here back in the studio and back in town, and really appreciate it.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Thank you.
Start Making Sense, The Ballad of Gary Gordon, is tomorrow night at 7:30 at the historic Thomas Center in Gainesville. More information at facebook.com/Gary.Gordon or facebook.com/historic Thomas Center. Here's more Gary Gordon with The Smoking Gun Cafe on WUFT.
There's a place at the edge of town. Any town, any movie, any map. Where the liquor and the hot talk goes down under the brim of a black cap. They say the truth will set you free. They say let it be.